From Thought to Profit, How Ideas Become Viable Businesses. John Myers, the founder and chief executive of Graphene Technologies, a company that makes the highly flexible yet strong material graphene from carbon dioxide, agrees. But he also adds that the desire to bring an idea to market needs to be tempered with a degree of realism and common sense. Never put yourself in a position when you're risking your family and risking putting food on the table, he said. I've seen a number of people go there and lose it all, family and everything. There's also the issue of finding a partner. Having an idea is all well and good, but communicating that idea to potential investors and customers is paramount. John Pitot is an angel investor who has put his money into over 50 startups over the past 15 years. At the conference, he's known as a fire spotter, usually a seed capital investor who invites an ideas person, a fire starter, to come to the event. For him, the people who have both brilliant technical ideas and the know-how to turn them into effective businesses are rare. He points to the late Steve Jobs of Apple as the outstanding example of this. When I talk to a technical person who has a great idea, I like to see that they're bringing a partner in who has more of a business side to them. The technical types can be so enthusiastic about their idea that they forget to do market validation, he adds. Timing is also crucial. If an idea is deemed as being years ahead of its time, by definition, it cannot be commercially viable. This, of course, is more a reflection on the marketplace than the idea itself, says John Myers. What I've learned through painful successes and painful failures is that the new idea is rarely right on time. The new idea is either far too early or far too late. But if you have a book inside you, are you going to decide, I can't write this book because my audience isn't there? No, you're going to write the book. That's part of the creative process, he adds. While timing is important, time itself is equally so. When asked how long their ideas had taken to become established businesses, the overwhelming answer from the entrepreneurs gathered at FIRE was longer than expected. Thank you for listening. For more British accent training, visit www.learningbritishaccent.com.